Hello, cunts. It's Muzzy again. Congratulations to those of you that got last week's answer correct to the competition. What is that smell? The answer was the pump-out toilet on Steve's narrowboat. So, well done to all those winners, and I'll contact you later on in the week to let you know where you can get your Prince Andrew bumming. This week's conundrum is a little bit different, so you might need a pen and paper. Get ready. Susan walks 10 minutes north to get towards Costco, where she buys a lemon to make herself some homemade lemonade. On the way back, she trips over the curb and bangs her left knee. The question is, what colour is the BMW that Jamal drives around in whilst drug dealing in Hackney? So, answers to the usual address on a postcard to the Diamond XL Trolley Club Facebook group. Thank you very much. Up yours.
It's Bjork here. Some people call me Bjork. You know, if you don't recognise me, Bjork or Bjork. But it's Bjork. Yeah, you know who I am. Yeah, you know, I had a song about being quiet and that. You know, be quiet, be loud now. Be quiet, be loud again. Be quiet, be loud, loud, loud. You know, yeah, that one. Yeah, you know it. I wanted to call it "Shut the Fuck Up," but record label said the no comp was going to buy it. You know, financially, it's probably a good idea, but at the time, I thought artistically, I had my wings clipped a bit. But you know, now I don't really care. You know, I'll ring them up and say, "Hello, it's Bjork here, and I'm gonna make a concept album about two hyenas that enter the magic forest and drink some twinkly beans and turn into big snakes that dance around in parrot feathers." And they say, yeah, do what you like, do what the fuck you like. No one buys records anymore. So it worked out all right, really. I just do whatever I want. But anyway, I just ring it up to answer the brain teaser. As soon as I heard it, I thought I'd know the answer. But because I present the answer in song form, because I'm Bjork, right? So here we go. You ready? Suzanne, she found the magic beans, and she hit them down, and she went down into the town, into the lemonade stream, yum. And then to Costco, you drive, 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 drive. And she went bang, 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 bang. And the color was, the color was, the color was, the color was all green. So there you go, green. All right, I'm off now. Bye.
Hello, it's me, Arcilla. I'm sitting here on my cloud and I watched all that unfold right before my very eyes. I said, there's that bird whose Mozzie's just said that I can't remember the name of, walking to the Costco to buy a bag of lemons. And I thought about a cheesecake that I once had in. What was that comedian named? Jimmy Tarbuck. Yeah, that was it. Anyway, COVID. Ghost COVID. Anyway, I said to Jimmy Tarbuck while I was eating the cheesecake, while this dog had diarrhea. Looks like she's going to fall over there. And she did. And she said, She's not on the cloud, though. She went to hell because she used to bum dogs. Anyway, I seen Jamal driving his car past. And, well, to me, it was one of them two-tone things, you know, where it's, like, purple and pink. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going for a ghost shite on my ghost bog. And you know when I flush my shit? It snows in China.
Gwyneth Paltrow here. You know me. I do a bit of TV, a bit of this, a bit of internet, a bit of TikTok, a bit of films, a bit of acting. I do all sorts, really. You know, you must remember I married Chris Martin from that band called Shite. You know? You remember that? Well, I thought I was marrying a British rock star. Thought we'd be knee-deep in cocaine, brasses and Satan worshipping. Instead, I look round and he's sitting there mopping on his fucking piano all day, singing songs about colours, shit like that. I give him the Archer as soon as I could. Fuck's sake. You know, after that, I started selling things on the internet. I don't know if you know about the internet, but you can just put things on there and someone will buy them. I started selling fanny candles, you know, candles that smell like fannies. You might laugh, but I put them on for 80 sheets each and they sold out within minutes. That's fucking business for you. You know, one of them exploded and the guy tried to sue me. I said, hey, wait a minute, pal. I said, why are you buying a candle that smells like a fanny? Why, you fucking pervert. He said, hey, I'm entitled to buy a fanny candle if I want a fanny candle. I said, yeah, you're entitled to buy a fanny candle if you want a fanny candle. Bit fucking weird though, innit? He said, well, either way, it blew up and scared my fucking cat. I said, listen, it's in the terms and conditions in the small print, son. What happened to you was fanny power. Sometimes, everywhere, a fanny blows up. That's Mother Nature, pal. Read the small print. I had him tied up like a fucking detainee from Guantanamo Bay. Fuck off, pal. You know. But now we're selling all sorts of stuff. Coffee enemas, you know. People pay us. We send them some coffee and they stick it up their ass. Then they shit it out. We got fanny earrings. We got fanny necklaces. Fanny hats. You know, they're quite popular now. Fanny whatever. We'll put it on a t-shirt and sell it. But, you know, anyway, I'm ringing up about this conundrum. I've been thinking about it for a long time. And I think I finally got it. I know what colour his car is. I think his car is the same colour as a fanny. There you go. Send me my fucking prize. Right, I'm off. Don't forget to buy some coffee, stick it up your ass, buy a fanny hat, buy a fanny candle. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is I, King Charles the Spaniel. I've come up north to see how Rishi Sunak and his levelling up agenda is playing out, and some buffoon from down shaft, as they say, down shaft, has asked me what colour the drug dealer's card is. I asked Camilla last night when I was inside her anus. I think sometimes when we make love, I cry out. I cry out, Diana. Anna, wherefore art thou? And she says, Ghost Diana,
you bloody killed me.
And I know it wasn't me, it was Papa. It was Papa. You, oh, I see there's road markings. The poor people, they have road markings, they know where they're going. I feel the need for speed. My bloody sausage fingers, they do some damage on Camilla's clitty. That's all I can say. And the colour, I think you are referring to. There's too many people walking around for me to be doing these bloody silly voices. You sound like an absolute weirdo. Anyway, oh, that's a big dog too. It's literally 6 inches long. Like my old papa's diggling. The colour I think you are referring to is the colour of the trees and the nature that is all around. As I walk through this park, I have my pick of syringes, burnt out mattresses, and fridges with little amputee children living in. The colour is the colour, a green, like Camilla's internal flaps.
Tell me what you're wearing. Oh, tell me, are you wearing your mum's blouse like I asked? The one she got from CNA, oh, in 83, with the button missing. Tell me. Call me a rotter. Tell me I'm a blouse rotter. What? Conundrum? Car colour? I've dialed the wrong number, haven't I? Oh, sorry, mate. Fuck's sake.
What the fuck's going on, man?
Man, you're ready, like you're Hugh Hefner. Every moment's the future, right? This moment isn't like the last moment. The last moment's gone, now we're in a new moment. And now we're in another moment. And now we're in another moment. That's how life works, man.
Fucking hell. I've never listened to Eddie Smith's music.
Bicycle on a hillside desolate. Will nature make a man of me yet?
And then Led Zeppelin.
Hey, mama.
It's like banking to that, mate. Your cock just ends up like a lump of meat.
Like, start, stop. It's like a wanking training exercise.
Come and blood at the end.
What a rock and roll.
Be yanging. Beautiful.
I can't believe you never listened to the Smiths.
Driving in your car. Never wanna go home. The cat is dead and I hate you. Oh, children.
And the queen's dead. Come on. I can't.
I'm a star man and I'm floating in the sky. I've got a funny ear and I've got a gabby eye. Somewhere over the rainbow. I like to eat potato, and I've got an elongated toe. I like cheese.
One night only. Oh, God. cod liver oil.
I'm John of the I'm John of the My catheter is emptying, goes all over the floor. My piles are green, but I still suck off.
You're in a right creative flow today. Your creative energies are unlocked. They're just flowing through you and out.
And the content we're giving Paul Brill today, he could release an album.
A double album.
How
when
much
was it?
Is that job in the window? The one with the waggly tail. Christ, we winding up.
Yeah, I've got some bits to do.
I've got to go and shave my balls.
Yeah.
I know what 8-year-old boy balls feel like.
You've got to be careful when you're doing that.
G'day, mate. G'day, mate. I'm Robert Maxwell. Yeah. I'm the cunt who owns the sun. Yeah, this isn't Australian at all, I don't think. Well, I might be Robert Maxwell. I might be an evil impersonator. Maybe I'm coming on later and I'm from Bolton. I just don't know. Anyway, do you want to buy the sun? Do you want to buy the sun? 20p. Give me 20p, you can have it. I've got loads to sell here. Do you want to buy the sun? I can't even remember what the question was. Oh yeah, the colour. Brown. Brown, like my cock. Because I'm in the sun all day. Literally in the sun, in the sun, the real sun, and then in the shitty rag, the lion sun, the cunt sun, the sun cunt, cunty sun. Yeah, so do you want to buy the sun? Yeah, do you want to buy the sun? Cunty sun? The cunt sun? Cunt sun. Yeah, anyway, well, yeah, g'day. Remember Bouncer from Neighbours? Well, he's dead. And hopefully, I will be soon.
Rupert Murdoch here. I'm ringing because I heard that Pig Maxwell claimed to own more newspapers. He's a fucking liar. He owned the Mirror, which was a shit ass, just like him. Now he's rotting in Hades, silly cunt. I must admit, I had some respect for him when he robbed all that pension money. And now he's down there looking up at his daughter getting pinched by the non-squad. Oh, this silly fucker can't even go on holiday on his boat without falling off. I'm calling from my penthouse in the bars of hell. You remember me? I fucking run the gaff. I decided how people voted. I decided what they ate. I decided when they wiped their arseholes. I should never have hacked them phones. Oh, turns out people don't like it if you hack dead girls' phones and brought me down a peg or two. But I will return. Yes, I will. You better hope Jesus returns before I do. Otherwise, I'm coming back to lay waste to the fucking place. Bye bye.
Well, hello, it's me. Yeah, I'm the nondescript BBC presenter that might or might not have done something with somebody who might or might not be a man or a woman, but were a boy or a girl, and they might or might not have been extortionating me dead badly and that. So I might or might not have paid them some money, but I might or might not have a name, so I can't possibly say who I am, because I don't know who I am. And if I don't know who I am, then you don't know who I am. And as per usual, the scum have been spouting shite. Now, I'm not going to tell you what shows I might or might not have been a host on. I might have been on BBC One. I might have been on BBC Two. I might have been on BBC Three when it was online, but now it's back as a channel. I might have been on BBC Four.
I might have been on BBC News. I might have been on BBC Parliament. I'm not saying, because I might or might not have conducted myself inappropriately with somebody who might or might not have made an allegation. I have said too much. I am now going to go over to ITV because I believe there's a vacancy on Good Morning. I might or might not be the new host. If I am the new host, then I might or might not try and get a little picture of Holly Willoughby's baps.
Holly, mate, what the fuck's going on there? I'm the token smackhead from, I don't want to say it because then everybody will be like, oh man, you're the smackhead from there, aren't you? But you know what I mean. I'm just sitting here. Do you ever wish you were a cheesecake? What cheesecake would you be? I'd love to be a blueberry muffin cheesecake. How'd you work that out? The other day I was having a yogurt, right? And at the bottom of a yogurt was a unicorn. So do you know what I said to the unicorn? Get in my belly and come out me bum. So do you know what he did? He went in me bum and come in me belly. I don't know what that's all about. So anyway, look, we're going to be back soon with another episode of whatever this shit is. I mean, that little baldy cunt down south, he's sitting in a bucket of ice now, chanting the fucking mantra, doing his neighbour's head in every morning the same fucking time. So, you know, just spare a thought for his neighbours. And he talks to trees and that now. And I think sometimes he thinks he's a bird because he can leave his body on a whim. And he can just fly. Like John Lennon sang about in that classic Beatles track, Free as a Bird. Don't start me on the Beatles. Anyway, we might put this into an AI chatbot and see what comes out. It might just be me nan, but I don't know because she's dead. It might be a ghost. Or, do you remember that time when I had sardines on toast and a little bone got stuck in my throat? So I had to go to the doctors and the doctor said, yeah, you've got a little bone stuck in your throat. Don't have sardines no more. So I didn't. But do you know what I did do? I had mackerel. Get out of that. I always thought they were different, but maybe the same. I can't remember. Someone told me mackerel is kippers. Well, why are they called kippers when it's mackerel? I mean, crab sticks. What are crab sticks all about? There's no crab in them, and there's certainly no dick.
She makes it jiggle, it turns up my dial. Kylie's bum deserves a gold statue in the square. Only want to touch it once, but life is unfair. I love her music and I love her hair. I love her eyes and the shoes that she wears. I love her accent and her sexy stare. Most of all, I love her peachy derriere. Kylie's bum makes me feel like nothing else. Take it in twice a day, it's good for your health. Kylie's bum leaves J-Lo's left behind. And it's getting better just like a fine wine. I love her music and I love her. and her sexy's there. But most of all, I love her peachy derriere. Ooh, Kylie.